From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Obama and Merkel hold talks in Germany. U.S. President Barack Obama met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in the industrial German city of Hanover today for talks on a broad range of global issues, from the economy to the rising terror threat to transatlantic security. Afterward, the two leaders met with the news media. The meeting kicks off a two-day visit that will include talks with their counterparts from Britain, France, and Italy.
Tomorrow, Chancellor Merkel will host our meeting with Prime Minister Cameron, President Hollande, Prime Minister Renzi, as we discuss the full range of challenges that we face together, and it will be another reminder of how grateful I am for Angela's partnership and how much the United States values our enduring transatlantic alliance, including with Germany.
The president also said the United States and the European Union must move forward on a landmark free trade agreement, despite widespread opposition to the accord. He said, "It is indisputable the United States has benefited from free trade, as have other countries that engage in it." Earlier in his European trip, President Obama said he would not consider sending ground troops into Syria and said there needs to be more than just a military effort in order to solve the country's problems. It would be a big mistake for the United States or Great Britain to send in ground troops and overthrow the Bashar al-Assad regime, Obama said during a wide-ranging interview with BBC television. In lieu of direct military confrontation, Obama said the international community should apply pressure to Russia and Iran, who essentially are propping up Assad to broker a deal with Syrian rebels to form a new transitional government. Obama called the war in Syria a heartbreaking situation of enormous complexity. From Washington, this is VOA News. North Korea is calling its submarine-launched ballistic missile test on Saturday a great success, while South Korea labeled it a failure. Military analysts, however, are classifying the missile launch as a successful failure. The missile launch Saturday traveled only 30 kilometers before falling into the sea, Seoul said, which was well short of the minimum range of 300 kilometers for the medium-range ballistic missile it tested. A solar-powered plane has safely landed in the U.S. Pacific Coast state of California after completing the riskiest leg of its journey around the world, a 56-hour flight over the Pacific Ocean that began in Hawaii. The Solar Impulse 2 touched down at Moffett Airfield in California's Silicon Valley. Earlier in the day, the plane flew over San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge to the delight of many spectators. The solar plane is the brainchild of two pilots. One of them, Bertrand Piccard, believes their experience may influence more innovation, possibly in the U.S.
America is the world of pioneers. Americans invented aviation. They invented almost everything, even going to the moon. So now, I think innovation and pioneering must continue. It must continue for better quality of life, clean technologies, renewable energy. This is where the pioneers can really express themselves and be successful.
Papa Mbemba Wemba, of the African great musicians and known around the world as the king of Congolese rumba, died today after collapsing on stage in the Ivory Coast, officials said. He was 66 years old. Papa Wemba had performed three songs at a musical festival in Abidjan before collapsing in front of thousands of fans. Fellow performers rushed to his aid, but he died before reaching the hospital. Officials said the cause of death was not immediately known. Born Julius Shangu Wemado Pene Kunkumba in June 1949 in then Belgian Congo, the singer has been at the forefront of African music for more than four decades. He rose to fame beginning in the late 1960s and early 1970s in the Democratic Republic of Congo's capital, Kinshasa, with the band Zyko Langa Langa. Billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump, trying to lock down the U.S. Republican presidential nomination, says he continues to believe in his anti-immigrant proposals, even as questions emerge about his authenticity. One of his key campaign aides, Paul Manafort, told party leaders last week that Trump has been playing a part in the campaign and that he is evolving into a more traditional presidential candidate. But the brash Trump assured a rally of cheering supporters in Connecticut Saturday that he has no intention of abandoning his proposals to temporarily keep Muslims out of the country and to build a wall to block immigrants from streaming into the United States from Mexico. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.